Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
Marion in Sherman Oaks writes, please X-clips. We want you to go back to eclipse coverage. We can't concentrate on relationships with exes, LOL. Marion, thank you for that. And by your command, we go back to cover the eclipse to close out Air Talk today in advance of NPR's two-hour live eclipse coverage from 11 until 1 o'clock. Our Aaron Stone, climate emergency reporter, is at an eclipse watch party for the partial eclipse here in Southern California. She's at Caltech's Cahill Center for Astronomy and Astrophysics. Erin, thanks very much. Please tell us what the party's like.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, it's a crowded party over here. Lots of people were lining up as early as 9 a.m. to get into the area where people are viewing the eclipse. It's a really nice atmosphere, lots of families, lots of folks that took a day off work to come and check out the eclipse. And yeah, plenty of people coming from all different parts of town. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. It sounds wonderful. And I assume there are all kinds of glasses out there for people to use and the like?
Yeah, that's right. There's everyone's got their orange eclipse viewing glasses and keep checking it out. It's already looking pretty good out here. You can see the eclipse, the shadow moving across the sun. And yeah, there's a telescope that people are lining up to check it out, and they can actually see sunspots that are apparently as large as the Earth. So that's pretty awesome as well. But yeah, plenty of orange glasses and everyone's turning their face towards the sky.
Oh, that's terrific. Was this open to the public?
It was, yes. It's a free event. It's open to the public. Besides paying for parking, but I don't think they're going to be too strict on that today. But it's a free event. Anyone can walk in and come and check it out.
So the peak time is scheduled around 11:12. So there is time if you're close by in the Pasadena area to get there for the viewing party, which goes until noon at Caltech in Pasadena. Again, around 11:12 is when we're going to have the peak of the eclipse here in Southern California. And we are getting close to totality in Mazatlan, Mexico. It's just a little crescent of the sun that is left as the moon obscures it. And we are just under 15 minutes left to totality there in Mazatlan. And with that in mind, we are joined by Eric Streit, who is an LAist listener who lived in Los Angeles but now lives in Mazatlan with a number of other Angelenos up on top of his roof. They've been watching this throughout the day. Eric, can you share with us what it looks like right now?
Well, right now, it's very unusual, Larry. There's kind of a calm has come over the city, and it's almost like sunset. We're at about just a very small sliver of the sun is visible through the glasses, and everything is very calm. There's thousands of people on the rooftops all around, and looking out at the Sea of Cortez, where the Pacific Ocean meets the Sea of Cortez, the ocean, which was full of white caps earlier, is now very calm, and it's starting to get dark. So the noise and the revelry and all of the partying that we heard earlier, it's now gone silent, and you could almost hear a pin drop. And we're moments away from a 360-degree sunset, and I've seen many partial eclipses in my lifetime, as all of us have, but this eclipse, being in the path of totality, is a calmness and a serenity that I don't think I've ever experienced before during an eclipse. And again, there's stratus clouds that are just starting to color the sky, a very interesting hues of pink. And which it's just unlike anything I think any of us have ever experienced before.
Wow. Can you describe, Eric, why you think it's so quiet? Is it just people are just so deep in experiencing it that to feel like saying something it would ruin it?
I think it's, you know, you hear the word awesome, and you forget that the root word of awesome is awe. And I think people are in absolute awe. This is, I knew it was going to be quite a spectacular sight, but it's just incredible and unlike anything I've ever seen before. So at this point, the whole city, which has got over 1 million visitors in a population of 600,000, and it's just absolutely silent. I don't hear very much music playing, and I just across the rooftops, because we're elevated on Icebox Hill, and we see people on the rooftops all over just watching this experience, and
wow,
it's a stillness like one doesn't usually experience. I know past president of the Adventurers Club, Michael Lawler, and I have seen a lot. Michael, what are your thoughts on this?
I've seen a total eclipse before in central Idaho in 2017, so I know from experience the saying is that to see a partial eclipse on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 6, maybe a 7, but to see a total eclipse is a 20. It's just the most awesome thing you can experience in the entire universe.
Wow.
Are you still with us, sir?
Yeah. Oh, that is incredible. Erica, I wanted to ask you, what is the color of the sliver of the sun that you're seeing? Is it orangish or not?
Well, through the glasses, it is certainly orange. It's a kind of a very interesting orange, but looking at the clouds around it, we have stratus clouds, but we're just now, as we're getting ready to see this 360-degree sunset, we're starting to see some pinks and some very interesting yellows and a little bit of purple. And I think we're like minutes away from totality. And this 360-degree sunset is something that I think we've all read about, but certainly you only experience it when you're in the path of totality of a solar eclipse. And I just can't wait to experience this and see what it's like.
Yeah, you're 10 minutes away. That's all you have to wait, Eric, for totality. This is the first totality on the North American continent. We're talking with Eric in Mazatlan, Mexico, where it's first being seen on this continent. LAist listener, resident of Mazatlan, with a party of other eclipse fans, to be able to see this, describing all the people out on the roofs of the buildings there. Thank you for sharing the thrill, because we're experiencing it right along with you, Eric. You're sharing this with tens of thousands of Southern Californians. So it's like you brought us up there with tequila and cerveza on your roof to share the experience.
Well, it's so great to be here with Tina Robinson and Michael Lawler and Barbara Lawler and my wife, Jenna Leche Strite, my son, Sydney Strite, Ann Koleski from Los Angeles, and then from the Washington, D.C., Fredericksburg area, Jeff Williams and Ashley Call Williams, and tens of thousands of people also on the roofs here in Mazatlan.
I'll bet it's incredible. Eric, thank you. You have made this just an even more memorable experience with your two live reports from Mazatlan. Thank you so much. That's Eric Strite. Coming up, NPR live coverage of the solar eclipse across the United States. You'll be hearing from reporters, public radio listeners, and be getting all kinds of fascinating backstory and history about eclipses in America. That all coming up right here on LAist 89.3. Have a terrific day. I'm going to go outside, use my eclipse glasses, and see what things look like right now. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.